Following the seizure of the oil tanker, Venezuela's interior minister, Diosdado Cabello, condemned the action as, quote, international piracy.
Lo que ellos quieren es robarse nuestro petróleo.
What they want is to steal our oil, to steal it, to steal our gold. They want to steal our gas. They want to steal our water because they don't want to pay. And why don't they want to pay for it? Because they are thieves. They are accustomed to that. We are ready to carry on and to take on everything, prolonged and active resistance.
Aguantar lo que venga en resistencia activa prolongada.
The operation did not result in any casualties. However, its crew is currently detained and being questioned by United States authorities. The move caused oil prices to spike and further escalated tensions with Caracas. Speaking from the White House, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt alleges that the tanker was carrying sanctioned oil to Iran.
With respect to the oil and what happened yesterday, the Department of Justice requested and was approved for a warrant to seize a vessel because it's a sanctioned shadow vessel known for carrying black market sanctioned oil to the IRGC, which you know is a sanctioned entity. So the president is committed to stopping the illegal flow of drugs into our country. He's also fully committed to effectuating this administration's sanction policy, and that's what you saw and the world saw take place yesterday.
The escalation comes as President Donald Trump has ordered a major military buildup off of Venezuela's coast and demanded that the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, resign. Trump's concerns have centered around illicit narcotics smuggling. However, the New York Times reports that Venezuela is not a source of illicit fentanyl, despite the president's claims. Instead, they report that factions within the Trump administration have openly pushed to overthrow President Maduro or pressure Venezuela into opening its oil industry to more U.S. companies. Peter Ducey questioned Leavitt on the issue.
Is Operation Southern Spear about drugs or is it about oil?
What I will tell you, Peter, is that the Trump administration is focused on doing many things in the Western Hemisphere. The president has taken a new approach that has not been taken by any administration for quite some time.
As for what will happen with the ship and its contents,
the vessel will go to a U.S. port, and the United States does intend to seize the oil.
Yesterday's escalation occurred on International Human Rights Day. In San Francisco, anti-war activists gathered in Union Square, marking the day and to protest the possibility of a U.S. war with Venezuela.
It's simply another chapter in a long history book of attempts to overthrow a socialist government that has dared to use its oil resources to fund housing, healthcare, and so many other human resources. The U.S. has stolen Venezuela's oil and gold, and yet Washington has not been able to throw the Bolivarian Revolution, and they won't be able to!
In November, the United States Navy moved its largest and most advanced aircraft carrier into the Caribbean. Now, approximately 15,000 military personnel have been deployed to the region, half of which are stationed in Puerto Rico. Meanwhile, in the U.S. Senate, another attempt to pass a war powers resolution has failed. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Lauren Schmidt.